Let's talk about gynecologic and endocrine kinds of effects of AIs. Fortunately, I guess we don't have to worry about the uterus.
No.
Which is good. That's a whole thing with tamoxifen that we can avoid. What about hot flashes and other related symptomatology with AIs?
Yes, you do get hot flashes with AIs. We did a study recently where we compared anastrozole and letrozole, and the frequency of hot flashes was about 40%, and similar with both drugs, but only grade 2 in about 20%. So yeah, they are not infrequent. They tend to get better with time. There are some options for treating them, but none of the options are that great. But women do tend to tolerate them, and they seem to be less of a problem than some of the women on tamoxifen. So hot flushes, particularly early on, often settle down. Some women find they want to stop the drug because of hot flushes, and what's interesting is that if you switch them to another AI, they don't always get hot flushes on the second AI. And so if a patient got hot flushes on letrozole, I'd switch them to anastrozole and vice versa.
What about arthralgias?
Arthralgias are the most common problem. About half of women complain of bone pain. And that is probably the most debilitating, I think, of the side effects of the AIs.
What's the typical syndrome?
I'm not sure there is a typical syndrome. The reason I say that is because what we did is we collected side effects from a series of women, and we kind of thought that we would be able to show it was in particular bones and particular joints. But in fact, every variety of joint was mentioned by patients. So although clinically, I think you see more problems in the hips, more in the knees and sometimes in the hands, that's probably just because that's what patients use most. If you actually ask them specifically where their joint pains are, they can be anywhere. And it's more joint pains rather than joint stiffness. Again, it tends to improve with time. And again, if you switch from one AI to another, you find that they don't always get the same problems with another AI. And I think that's probably one of the most interesting aspects of our study. If you give patients anastrozole or letrozole, and you get them to take both, a third will prefer neither drug. A few more, probably about 36% preferred anastrozole, and about 30% preferred letrozole. So most women have a preference for one drug or another. So most women, if they can't tolerate one, we'll tolerate another, which I think is quite interesting.